Threats of violence forced Christians in India to forgo the usual Palm Sunday procession. In December, extremist Hindu groups burned 730 Christian homes and 95 churches. Ongoing harassment, attempts to force conversion to Hinduism, and threats of violence have forced other Christians to go into hiding to avoid arrest or violent reprisal. We spoke to Archbishop Raphael Chinnar of the Diocese of Cuttack Bhubaneswar. He said that in addition to continual threats, the government will not allow the church to distribute aid to the people.
There is a lot of harassment, threatening people to become Hindus. And many of the men folks are still hiding in the forest because they are afraid of being arrested by police. The Palm Sunday procession was not prevented by them. It was a precautionary measure from our side. And harassment by smaller groups who go around with their weapons. Another important thing is that from the very beginning, they have forbidden the whole church, all the NGOs, to distribute any relief. And the church want to do something, but they are under arrest, and the people are not getting sufficient relief. Church is always the first to come into the picture. But this time, they have very successfully kept us out. And my interpretation is that the Hindus and the governmental groups are always accusing the church for giving this kind of help, especially the poor and outcasts. So they wanted to show by keeping the church away from the people, nobody will become Christian.